Tonight, my plan is to plant seeds of righteousness into your hearts that will cultivate a harvest of spiritual fruit in you. That fruit was founded in the life of my beloved son, Jesus. This cultivation is activated to produce the fruit of its kind when you, my beloved, inquires, searches truth found in my eternal word. The evidence of these fruits will grow rapidly when the truth of my word is understood, then put into action through prayer, fasting, when separating yourselves to me, where the distractions of this world do not become a hindrance to hear my voice for direction. There is now assignments, the discharge, operations, actions that have been prepared for you to receive that will enable you to take hold of every promise my word has to offer you. These assignments are now in effect towards you and will preempt, promote actions, giving you directions from divine counsel by Holy Spirit himself. These promptings will inspire you to lay your hearts at the feet of my beloved Jesus, where your sacrifices of surrender will no longer be a threat to you or a struggle for you. From this position of surrender, you will come to know my perfect will for every circumstance that reveals itself and every circumstance that crosses your path. This cultivation will also reveal the significance, the importance of intimacy between you and I, says the Lord of hosts. My aim is to reveal to you the profound elegance, the ingenuity, the cleverness from the intelligence of Holy Spirit to know the mysteries of my kingdom and my Jesus as the Ancient of Age. Today, I, the great I am, the Lord of glory, stand in the midst of you to release an anointing of my spirit that through your surrender to me, you will gain understanding, networked with knowledge to worship me in spirit and in truth, to live in the freedom and the liberty that was purchased through the life of my beloved son, from the stripes he bore to the blood he shed on your behalf. Today, I say unto you, for where my spirit is, there is liberty. There is freedom and there is liberty. That freedom and liberty to worship me in spirit can be found in every area of your life. Come to me. Seek me out. Knock on the door of my heart, and I will allow you to enter in. As you enter in, you will experience the power of my love in you to live in its abundance with liberty and freedom, with love unconditional, says the Spirit of the living God. Come. Can you receive that tonight as your Easter blessing from God Almighty? Come on. Can you receive that tonight? If you receive that, give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to give this to you today. And I'm not making fun of anybody or saying this is not you or pulling you out to embarrass you. But I want to tell you something. When you can go into the grocery store walking up down the aisles, or you can go to Costco, or you can go to the mall, and you're just walking. Come on. And you're and you don't give a rat's patoot who hears you. Come on. You know you've come to a place of spiritual maturity and an awareness of who you are in Christ and the authority that is given you. Amen? Even more so with a boldness, if you're in one of those locations and there's an unction, a prompting of the Holy Spirit, and there's somebody sitting down or having a taco or whatever they're eating, and that unction in you causes you to stop and says, go over and pray for that person. Man, you do it. You do it in the boldness of God. Like Peter and John, when they came out of the temple and they saw the man at the entrance of the gate there, and the man was begging for money. Come on. And the Bible says they looked upon him and he said, give me some money. And they said, silver and gold have we none. Oh, karabakara. But such as I have, I give unto you. And in that moment, in that spoken word of faith, in that moment, the Bible says Paul grabbed the man by his arm, his wrist, lifted him up, and the man who was lame began leaping and jumping and praising God. When you come to a place where nothing is going to intimidate you, where fear does not have a hold upon you, and God asks you to do something like that, you know you've come to a place of spiritual maturity in Christ Jesus. All right. We were working on this, and as we were working on this, God gave Brother Michael a word for you tonight. You, those of you online with us, tonight, chains will be broken. Chains will be broken, and anyone captive or behind prison doors will be set free. And tonight will be a night of refreshing to you from the Lord. This last week we spoke about alignment by precept. Then we followed up with precept by design. Tonight, God's got a word for you straight from the Father's heart. From Abba's heart. Amen. Brian, can you give me that package, please? And that manila envelope. Shake up, boss. I need to do something because I start going on this and I'll forget. So, Brandon, from Abba's heart to you, brother. Amen. Shalom. Shalom. All right. Shake up. We do that. We like to gift. We like to gift people. All right. So here's the word of God. And I was sharing with somebody this morning. Oftentimes, Sunday night when I go to bed and I'm laying there, I have a good hour before I go to sleep and I'm just quiet and I'm listening to the Lord, and he usually gives me a title or a topic to pray for. Nothing came forth last night. Nada. I woke up this morning, laying in bed for another hour, praying and seeking the Father's heart for a message, title. Nada. Nothing came forth. So I get up and get on the computer there, and I'm waiting, and nothing's happening. And I said, okay, Lord, what do I do? And then he reminded me. See, there's power in the Word of God. See, when the enemy will bring a hindrance or a blockage to your mind, amen, every time you go to the Word of God, God will remove the blockage. So I went to Psalms 91. And I began to pray that prayer out loud. Amen. In its entirety. Then I went after that mind-binding spirit. Amen. And after the prayer was done, hallelujah, I sat there for about another 5 minutes, and this is a word that God gave me. Where the impossible becomes possible, God's divine intervention. Can you receive that tonight? All right, let's do it, saints. Let's do it. Hallelujah. In Genesis 1:1, what is impossible for man to do, God does. This side's got it. What is impossible for man to do, God does. From a spoken word in Genesis, God as the uncreated one reveals himself by a demonstration of power. God, the uncreated one, always existed. As eternity is, so is God eternity. He has always existed. Eternity has always existed. The Holy Spirit fully exists as God positions himself over the waters, ready to respond with the skills to create. Let's go to the screen, my brothers in the faith. Genesis 1, 1 through 2. Hallelujah. In the beginning, man, we're ready to do this tonight. Woo! In the beginning, God, somebody say God. God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, and the earth was what? Without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. I'm ready to dance tonight. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And the Bible says light was. Out of nothing, brother, God created something. As God spoke words out of his mouth where there was nothing, God created something. And I would pray is to prophesy to you today that you are here out of nothing. God created you. It was God and God alone. It is God and God alone that makes all things possible. Why? Because God is holy. God is righteous. God is sovereign. And I know we can just jump into this and say, well, Brother Michael, if God is all these things that his word says he is, why is there so much chaos going on in the world? Go to Genesis 1 and read the entire chapter and it'll explain itself. It was never God's intention for his creation to be in the chaos that it is right now. God had another plan. Tonight, we're going to tag scriptures in both Old Testament and New Testament times to what the Bible identifies God's unlimited, unrestricted power to make possible what man claims to be impossible. Come on, read your Bible. Throughout the Bible, you see how God, how he's created everything, even the laws of physics, where God can override the laws of physics that he created. Come on. Man walking on water, flesh and blood being raised up from the dead. Somebody help me tonight. And I'm going to ask you tonight to please follow us on this presentation. And it will direct you to the power of God towards you, to the great gift found in your salvation. In the life of Abraham and Isaac in Genesis 22. You know the story. If not, read it. God's asking Abraham to do something that would be difficult for a man to do today. To make a request that only by the supernatural gift of faith, man would be able to encounter and complete it. Abraham being asked by God to sacrifice his firstborn, Isaac. You know the story. And so what does God do? He creates a possible situation to what seemed to be impossible. Abraham and Isaac is there. An altar has been laid. Isaac is now on the altar. And Abraham standing over him ready to plunge a dagger into his heart. And in that last second of action, Abraham's attention is drawn to a bush, a thicket. And in that bush, God provides a ram for the replacement of Abraham's son Isaac. God had done what seemed to be impossible. God made possible. And I prophesy to every one of you here by the Spirit of God. There's things in your lives that you've experienced that seem to be impossible, but God made it possible. So God intervenes. He provides a replacement for such a sacrifice. So where did the ram come from? Did God create a ram? Was the ram transported to the Mount of Moriah by an angel? Bible doesn't say. So without question, the evidence of God's intervention is at hand, showing what is impossible for a man, God makes possible. Moses to the children of Israel, the great Exodus, the parting of the Red Sea, at the command of a spoken word from God, causing the sand at the bottom of the sea to be instantly dried. The waters are parted. Come on, that sand, that dirt has been saturated with water for centuries. Come on, saints. Oh, I pray we get this tonight. And then as Moses stands at the edge of the Red Sea, turns to the children of Israel and says, see the salvation of God. And the miraculous takes place. The sea is divided, it is parted. And as it is parted, amen, the sand and the dirt becomes dry. Is somebody in the house? And the children of Israel cross over unto dry land. What man would seem to be impossible, God makes possible. And here's a word, not even in the text here tonight. Whatever you're dealing with right now tonight, whatever you may be encountering, whatever your circumstance may be, and you look at it in the natural and say, this is impossible. I can't make it happen. It's impossible. God's going to intervene on your behalf. God will intervene on your behalf. Whether it be your finances, whether it be your health, whether it be an unsaved loved one, God will intervene on your behalf. And God will make possible what man says to be impossible. Bible says that over 1 million men and children, men, women, and children, along with livestock, crossed over safely to a dry land, a land prepared for them, a land prepared for them, a land that overflowed with a land that is good and spacious, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty. I don't know who this is for, but God's setting you up. He's going to give you a land of plenty. In Exodus 15:22, the Lord provides water. And when Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, it was a 3-day, about a 33-mile travel in the wilderness to Moriah, to Marah, which means bitter. There was no water. Till they got to Marah. And God shows Moses, God shows Moses a branch from a tree. Now, stay with Brother Michael on this, because this was a download, and I hope I can speak it, and the Holy Spirit will give you the vision. So, God speaks to Moses and says, go to the tree and get a branch. Get a branch from a tree. So what does this branch represent? What is it symbolic of? A tree? What is it symbolic of? Is wood? Come on. Wood represents the cross. A cross where salvation was given. Is somebody in the house? And God tells Moses to throw the branch, toss it into the bitter waters. Bitter means resentful, spiteful, painful, venomous, filled with sin. And the Bible says that when the branch, the piece of wood, is tossed into the bitter waters, the waters became sweet, pure, fragrant, pleasant to drink. The wood that represents salvation was put into the bitter waters, saints, and the waters became sweet. Sorry, guys, if I'm moving around too much. It's just the way that it is. Again, saints, you're going to hear this echo through this sanctuary for the rest of this evening. What is impossible for man, God makes the miraculous possible. So it is a miraculous gift from God given to every believer for their eternal salvation. Listen how God's taken us into Easter Sunday this year. To the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. From a king so angry, full of bitterness and rage at a king that was bitterness and rage at a king that was king of kings. The Bible says that the furnace burning seven times hotter than usual. Three men were tossed. Into this furnace that burned seven times hotter. With the idea that this king was going to cause these men to perish. Oh, Jesus. Wait, let me see what I got going on here. Yes. Yes, let's go to the screen, guys. Daniel 3:19. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is saved from a fire in a furnace that burns seven times hotter. Can you see the possibilities? Even by this, the laws of physics, Jesus comes on the scene. What you talking about, Brother Michael? Watch, listen. Verse 19, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace seven times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind, come on, saints, to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fire furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning furnace. Somebody slap me. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astounded, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said to him, true, O king. Look, he answered. Oh my God, I can't. Woo! He says, I see four men, not three, four men walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth man is like the Son of God. What man could do to make impossible, God, the great I am, Jesus, the Son, and Holy Spirit, makes possible. From Esther to the saving of the Jews in her time to the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy in Joel 2:28. Guys, the screen, please. Joel 2:28. I didn't give that to you. I'm sorry. You guys are awesome. The anointing's on you. Joel 2:28, and it shall, and it will come to pass after that, that I pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon my servants and my handmaidens, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Saints of God, these are those days. These are those days. God has poured his spirit upon you so that you may prophesy by the spirit of the living God. To the miraculous bestowed to a virgin named Mary, who would conceive a child by the Holy Spirit, birthing a son who would become the Savior and the Redeemer of humanity. An event that still to this day, flesh and blood tries to deny. To the miraculous demonstration of God's word finding its way into an upper room to the screen guys, Acts 2:1-4. God would not process this message without backing it up with his word. Acts 2:1-4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, how many of you love suddenlies? 1, 2, 3. Praise the Lord. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. Oh my God. And they were filled, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. To the most incredible display and example of God's unconditional love to humanity in the life of Jesus Christ. To the screen guys, Luke 1. And we're going to wrap this up because we are ready to lay hands upon you, to prophesy into you that you would step into this Easter Sunday 2024 under a fresh anointing, ready to receive what God is going to do for you in this year 2024. Luke 1:31-33. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. And this is an angel speaking to Mary. And you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, oh somebody, there will be no end. Wow. Those of you joining us online, please stay with us. And if you don't know anything about the Holy Spirit here at Genesis Upper Room Church, you'll learn quickly. Because right now I'm looking out at you, and I'm looking through a veil right now. I'm looking through a veil of the Holy Ghost at you right now. And through this veil, I see your lives justified. I see your lives sanctified because of the blood that Jesus shed 2,000 years ago. And others would argue with you, but I can tell you by this, through this veil right now, you are righteous. Through this veil, because God sees you as his righteous. You created in his image, in the likeness of God. To the account of what we have been given through the life of Jesus is the evidence that what deems or regards as impossible for man is not impossible for God. So we're gonna preach us to prophesy. To you who are here, to those of you that are online, hear this. and allow this to go deep in your spirit today. This is not a message to make you sorrowful, but a message of encouragement for you to come into the reality of what Jesus Christ has done for you and what he is accomplishing in you. To the 40 stripes less one on Jesus' back. To the crown of thorns embedded into his head. To the 3 piercings, 2 in his hands and 1 into his feet. To his wrists and ankles bound to that wooden cross. To the piercing, the cutting of his flesh in his side. In that final moment, with Jesus' body displayed for the world to see, a prophetic word is released. A soft but sincere prophetic sound comes from the life of who was sent to redeem humanity from all their sins. Jesus said in John 19:3, "It is finished." Oh, somebody help me tonight. Jesus said, "It is finished." And the Bible says that he bowed his head down and voluntarily gave up his spirit. Come on, saints. I can feel the kabod. Anybody, I can feel the kabod in my hands tonight, the weight of God's glory. To his crucifixion, to the removal from the cross, to his burial in a tomb, to his resurrected body and to his ascension into glory becomes the evidence that only by God this miraculous account for salvation has been made possible. To you here tonight, to you, those of you that are online with us, where the impossible becomes possible, God's divine intervention is revealed. Some of those that were here, that spirit in them got a little bit nervous and they left, so pray for them on their way. Beloved of God, as you approach this Easter 2024, take hold, embrace, to esteem, to hold in high respect and admiration to the King of Glory, Jesus your Savior, Jesus your Redeemer, Jesus your Deliverer, Jesus your Healer, and Jesus, oh, cabedo do robosa, Jesus your Provider. Abba wants you to hear this tonight, saints. Get your eyes up, Brother Michael, please. I have nothing for you. I can do nothing for you. This is all about Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hear this. From this message here, from the impossible to the possible, sere brutu shike. No matter what you're going through, right now, no matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Please hear this tonight, saints. You are not alone. Your Savior, your Redeemer, no matter how difficult it may be, your Healer and your Provider is going through this with you. And he will not forsake you. Here we prophesy. He will not forsake you. He will not reject you. He will not abandon you. You are not alone, saints. So pratabasi. God just threw that in tonight. Even to the most challenging relationship that you're involved in with right now, God is with you. God spoke earlier to a dear brother in the faith and telling him that he would give him his heart's desire. The very thing that he was asking God to do, he would give him his heart's desire. We pray as to preach, as to prophesy the very desires of your heart in that relationship. Come on. God will make what seems impossible to become possible. And this is to someone here, and you know who you are. That prayer you've been praying over your spouse, that prayer you've been praying over your wife, God has heard that prayer. And as you're sitting here right now, what you're doing here, going about your father's business, he is over there going about your business. To the final breath, Jesus releases. He gives up. As he surrenders his spirit, as Jesus sows, hear this, oh my God. As Jesus sows his spirit into the hands of Abba God, his Abba then in return sends back to Jesus' spirit into his body as the breath of his spirit, and that breath brings resurrection life. Do you get that? You get that? In his last breath, Jesus forfeits his spirit, releases the spirit unto Abba himself. He invests back into the life of his Father's hands. And based on the prophetic word in Luke 6:38, because what Jesus sowed into the life of his father sowed back into him. That even in his death, oh somebody in this house, even in Jesus' death, God took Jesus' spirit and put it back into him. That breath was resurrection power. Is somebody in the house? Saints, Jesus was never alone, even though in those final moments, those last moments, in his final cry to God, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus' physical body on the earth, no longer housed by the Holy Spirit, his spirit now destined for eternity, placed in a holding pattern or holding position, prepared to return to the vessel it came from with resurrection power. God making possible from what man says would be impossible. Beloved of God, give Brother Michael a minute here. With every eye up here, please, every ear open. Sheikah, hear what God is saying. And remember, this is not Brother Michael. This is God, the uncreated one, speaking to us tonight. He who is Alpha, he who is Omega. He who is the first, he who has the last. God, all authoritative, all powerful, sovereign and holy and righteous, is speaking to us tonight. Listen to what he's saying. So protobaka. God is making what man said would be impossible, possible right now. Beloved of God, in you resides that same resurrection power. Okay, we're going to do this. Babasa. Saints, in you, this is left over from yesterday. It is the resurrection power of Christ in you. And we gave this as an example. Now, please watch this. There's some times when you just don't have enough in you. Where things are taking place in your life and circumstances and situations are beyond your control. And there's just that faith in you seems to be dormant. You can't pray. You can't turn to God. You just, there's nothing left in you. It's dormant. Or no, what is left in you is dormant. And you just can't seem to get it in yourself to begin to ask God. So in that place when you're dormant, when you're lying flat, and there seems to be no faith in you to rise, watch this. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit himself, who is faith, does the miraculous. He breathes faith into you and causes that faith into you to begin to resurrect. That is resurrection power. Come on, that is resurrection power. And God's telling me to tell you tonight that resurrection power abides in you. That resurrection power to your health, you have been given resurrection power. To your relationships, you have been given resurrection power. To your finances, you have been given resurrection power. To your ministry, you, God's beloved, have been given resurrection power. When strength is needed in any area of your life, the breath of God comes upon you. And see, your advantage is the resurrection power that is in you. But in Old Testament times, the Spirit of God was not upon them. It was not in. The Spirit of God would come upon them in their time of need. Because you're born again. Because Christ lives in you. The Holy Spirit of God abides in you. It is that resurrection power that is there. Come on, it is there. It is in you. The resurrection power to your ministry. You have been given resurrection power. When strength is needed into any area of your life, in any situation, in any circumstance, speak as to breathe God's resurrection power in you and allow Holy Spirit to do what he has been sent to do in you and through you. Your salvation is not a question anymore. Please hear this, saints. Use the power of your salvation. It is resurrection power to speak life into your spouse, into your children, into your health, into your finances, into your circumstances, into your ministry. Use the power of your salvation. It's resurrection power to speak life into the unsaved that they get saved. To speak life, resurrection power to open prison doors, to set captives free. That's in you. My God, that's in you. To speak life, resurrection power, to open blind eyes, to unstop deaf ears, to command the lame to walk. Speaking resurrection life into what seems to be dead. Speak resurrection power. Oh, my God. God's going to get you tonight. God's going to get a hold of us tonight. Ooh, he's going to shake this thing into us so big. Ooh, karabushandaralarabaka. Somebody join me in speaking in tongues. Come on. Begin to pray in tongues. Shekatara laraba shandara laraba kasa. Zedebra resurrection power. Jakatara laraba basha. Bora lorododododo boba. Joining us on stream. Yala radaba shandara lorokobafe. Eshikobaba barolorobo. Yala laraba kasa. Resurrection power. Jala rabusambra laraba sandara lorokotiki. Eshangara lorada lababaka. Come on, pray it like you mean it. Speak it like you mean it. Resurrection power. Loose that tongue. Pray in the spirit. Somebody online, you're watching, you're sitting in a wheelchair. God's telling me to tell you, let faith arise. Let the resurrection power of faith arise in you and get up out of that wheelchair and begin to walk. Begin to do what you have not been able to do in Jesus' mighty name, and you will experience resurrection power. Speak resurrection power to still any storm. Speak resurrection power to remove any mountain. Speak resurrection power to bring down any Goliath. And we're going to close. Speak resurrection power to subdue, conquer, defeat, to overcome every kingdom of darkness and their kings. Take claim to it. Utilize it. Put it into productive use. And here's God's promise to you tonight, saints. As you do, I got a stump on the devil's head right now. As you do, surely God will use you to build his kingdom in the earth, touching the lives to which Jesus has died for. Resurrection power. Mark resurrection power. You've experienced God's resurrection power upon your life, changing your profession, opening up doors of financial opportunity where you never thought you were going to do. Tonight we're going to anoint you. We're going to put oil on you. If you don't want to get wet, then don't get in line. And we're going to pray into you. And this is what I know in my spirit, man, right now. When you leave this sanctuary tonight, you're going to go out of here under a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. And there's an unction, an anointing that is going to rise up in you to where you're going to seek God out to understand this power of resurrection that has been established on Easter Sunday. And I pray with confidence and I prophesy with assurance that as you do, your lives will never be the same. And you're going to understand this high call of God upon your lives. That you become an instrument, not only an instrument of praise, but an instrument where the extension of your hands become an extension of Jesus' hands to meet the needs of humanity. It's all found in Isaiah 61 and Luke chapter 4. It's all in there. To open up blind eyes, unstop deaf ears, cause the lame to walk, the blind to see, to raise the dead. Well, Brother Michael, it's just a Bible story. No, that's reality. Come on, that's reality. The resurrection power of Christ in you to cause that reality to come to pass. Again, where man says these things are impossible. No. God will make possible. All you've got to do is step out in faith. And God will back you up 150%. Do you believe that tonight? Father, we thank you. We thank you that you've established your word to bring a freedom and liberty into our lives, where there would be from this point on in us a demonstration of resurrection power as we step out in faith. And so we adhere to your word and we stand on the promises of your word to you, which are yes and amen. That tonight in this house, for this house, through this house, to this, your people, for them, in them, and through them. That a demonstration of your agape, your unconditional love given to us, to the life, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of your only begotten Son. that in him, and through him, our lives have been saved, our lives have been redeemed by the precious blood. Oh, somebody help me. By the precious blood that he shed 2,000 years ago. So, Father, we thank you. We will never be able to show you or express to you how great our love is toward you for what Jesus has done for us. So tonight, Father, I release this word upon this house to those of you that are online tonight. My God, there's glory in the sanctuary right now. Yes, in the spirit, I see the glory of God. That the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you. Oh God, come on, saints, get this, that the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and that the Lord Jesus give you his peace, his shalom. Amen, amen, and amen. We love you. We appreciate you. We will be here Resurrection Sunday, 3 o'clock, and we will be live worshiping the Spirit of the living God on Resurrection Sunday 2024. Amen, 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 and amen. God bless you.